On Thursday, at a special committee of the whole, mayor and councilors heard an update concerning family doctor recruitment and retention in Prince Edward County by Dr. Ann Nanskeville of the Prince Edward Family Health Team and Adam Hambly of County Doc's Physician Recruitment and Retention Program. The pair explained the quote-unquote perfect storm that county primary medical care is facing, with a large portion of local family doctors now reaching retirement age, with three physicians planning on retirement this year, adding to the five departures of the previous year stacked up against an increasing median age in the county and associated increased demand for care. This is compounded by the small number of new graduating doctors willing to work in rural locales who belong to a diminishing number of those wanting to commit to family medicine in Canada. Though both were complimentary about the effects of the $100,000 over 5-year sign-on bonus and the structured recruitment program, there remain substantial barriers to address compared to other municipalities, including lack of affordable or attainable housing, the perception that the county is a retirement community, and lack of competitive office space options. They concluded that given these barriers, coupled with fierce competition from other programs, that it quote-unquote could take years to bring us back to a full complement of physicians. However, the news was not entirely negative, as they reported a 1-year temporary replacement for a departed physician and a new full-time permanent family doctor coming later this fall. Committee, prior to accepting County Doc's funding request for $250,000, also passed a recommendation to form a working group in conjunction with County Doc's to work towards longer-term planning goals, critical infrastructure goals, and provincial advocacy support to address the barriers standing in the way of a full family doctor complement in the county. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.